retarded in here.
Did you catch that lyric? Listen again. Forget the melody, just hear the words.
Let's get retarded in here.
Did the Black Eyed Peas really just use the word retarded? Didn't we learn not to use words like that in elementary school? Well, Black Eyed Peas, what do you have to say for yourselves?
In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks.
Okay, I'm willing to concede that the Black Eyed Peas didn't mean any specific disrespect if they're willing to admit that their song uses substandard language and it's potentially hurtful. The word retarded carries with it a lifetime of oppression. Retarded is a word our grandparents may have used in a time when developmental disabilities weren't understood, before Rosa Parks moved from the back of the bus, before women were welcomed to the workplace and respected as equals. We've come a long way since that time, so why do we allow this type of language to persist, especially in popular music that speaks specifically to the young people whose minds are being shaped and molded by the world around them? Isn't all this negativity harmful to the way we perceive those around us who are different? Take Robert Hajjar, for example, born 31 years ago with Down syndrome. Robert's family was told that he would only be a burden.
31 years ago, when I was born, the doctors told my parents to put me away. Bye. And forget about me. They said I would not walk or talk or do what other kids do. They painted a very sad picture of my life and my future.
Robert is the founder of Ideal Ways Charities. He's dedicated himself to positively re-educating mainstream society by publicly empowering persons with disabilities. Robert's charity provides amenities to low-income individuals with disabilities. So, is Robert retarded? I guess the argument rests upon how you use the word. When you say retarded, if what you mean to say is stupid, awful, or backwards, then no, Robert is none of those things, and the word retarded just doesn't apply. So should someone tell the Black Eyed Peas that they've misused the word retarded, and they are in fact being disrespectful?
Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it, yeah. Get stupid, come on. Get retarded, come on. Get retarded, yeah. Get retarded.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. They literally say, get stupid, get retarded. It's sad, it's hurtful, and it's wrong. So what do you think our friend with Down syndrome, Mr. Robert Hajjar, would say about that?
I have done so many things in my life. I will forgive you if you called me handicapped or retarded, because you did not know me.
Mr. Robert Hajjar is a bigger man than I. But would it be as forgivable if a popular artist didn't sing about a generic negativity, but if the artist provided a specific context for an individual with a developmental disability and he sung about it? What if the specific person that he was choosing to make fun of was someone we all know? Then would it be upsetting? When the context is intentionally negative, then does it mean something more? And what if the artist wasn't elusive about his intentions to be offensive? What if he made his mission to belittle? I'm speaking, of course, of rap artist Eminem. He makes no apologies for his language. In a song written and performed by Eminem called Rain Man, yes, that Rain Man, the song is written about the Academy Award-winning movie directed by Barry Levinson about the relationship between an autistic man and his brother. The role of Rain Man was memorably played by Dustin Hoffman and the opposite character by Tom Cruise. The movie took in 4 Academy Awards, seemingly a triumph for understanding the tender complexities of individuals with autism. And yet, Eminem mocks the autistic character.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Definitely dope.
I find that offensive.
You find me offensive. I find you offensive for finding me offensive.
This is the kind of childish garbage that is getting airtime on our airwaves. And what's the point? To shock the public? To let all the boys and girls in Radioland know that you, Eminem, have an opinion about developmental disabilities and that your stance is that they're funny? Perhaps it wouldn't surprise anyone to know that Eminem is a high school dropout. Perhaps it wouldn't surprise you to learn that Eminem has zero experience with individuals with disabilities, but he'd like you to believe that he's the authority. So what do? Do we tolerate his lyrics and chalk it up to his lot in life? Or do we ask artists who are getting airtime on our airwaves to have a social conscience and moral fiber? Maybe Eminem's lyrics are funny. Maybe they're insightful. I asked Derek, a special services support worker with Extend-A-Family Waterloo Region. That's a not-for-profit organization that ensures the rights of individuals with disabilities of all ages and promotes friendships in their lives by fostering a meaningful relationship. Derek told me,
"No, like, I can take a joke, but with this particular song, as I said, it just sounds like he's going on saying, this is how I actually feel about it. You know, screw you. This is how it is. This is, you can't stop me from how I feel." So it's a very strong song.
You know what? Maybe Eminem believes wholeheartedly that Rain Man ought to be made fun of. Or maybe for Eminem, this song is just another attempt to make a headline. I mean, how far can someone go at other people's expenses?
They say I cause extensive psychological nerve damage to the brain when I go to lengths this far at other people's expenses. I say you're all just too goddamn sensitive. It's censorship and it's downright blasphemous.
Okay then, let's humor Eminem. Let's assume that we are too sensitive, that we ought to just laugh it off. Let's look to a comedian to tell us how to relax ourselves when it comes to issues of morals and ethics of conduct. Allow me to introduce to you Stephen Lynch. Stephen Andrew Lynch is an American stand-up comedian, a musician, and a Tony Award-nominated actor who's known for his songs mocking daily life and popular culture. Unlike the methodology utilized by the none-too-subtle Eminem, Stephen Lynch uses a kinder vocabulary and a softer approach to his lyrics. With an acoustic guitar and a lovely little melody, Stephen Lynch creates a story about a fictional character named Ed. Special Ed.
When I was a boy of 10, I had a very special friend. Ed was kind with good intent, but just a little different. Oh, special Ed. His mama dropped him on his head. Now he's not so bright instead. He's a little bit special.
Now, this one's tricky. You want to laugh because the approach is so seemingly harmless, but it's not harmless. It's evil in disguise. I asked Christy, a sexuality, marriage, and the family Bachelor of Arts grad and a support coordinator with Extend-A-Family Waterloo Region, why she thought that preying on individuals with disabilities seemed to be such a popular pastime. Christy explained.
I think the problem is it's easy, right, to make fun of people who have disabilities because they're a more vulnerable population.
So it's easy to pick on a population that's vulnerable. But there must be something more, because Stephen Lynch can fill an auditorium with people who want to hear his songs, the songs that we now are deeming offensive. John holds a master's degree in social work and is currently working at Extend-A-Family Waterloo Region as a bridge training field coordinator. John explains how Stephen Lynch is able to fly in under the radar while an artist like Eminem is being burned at the stake for the very same sentiments about people with disabilities.
In a way, he's also and demonstrating the power of words. All of the words to refer to individuals with disabilities that he uses are more politically correct words. He's not using any words that are in your face, that are offensive. So he's also using it in a light manner, so he's sort of poking fun, I think, a bit at what people deem oversensitive individuals, people that are a little too attuned to the proper words to say, and so I think he's able to fly by that way as well.
But he's a comedian. It's comedy. I understand that what he's doing is fundamentally wrong, but it's a stand-up routine. It's fiction. So is it okay to laugh at jokes made at the expense of Special Ed? I asked Mac, an electrical engineering grad and employee of local tech giant RIM, how he feels about laughing at Stephen Lynch.
I think it's okay to laugh at that. Comedy pokes fun at mannerisms. Whether it's sex, whether it's race, comedy pokes fun at mannerisms. They don't do it in your face. Every sitcom you watch, it pokes fun at mannerisms. If it's not in your face, it's not offensive. It's not encouraging violence. It's not encouraging hate. If it's just poking fun at mannerisms here and there, fine.
But is a developmental disability really a mannerism? I think to laugh at special ed is the same as pointing a finger and laughing at a person. And besides, doesn't all this laughing only serve to blur the lines between what is and is not oppressive to this community of individuals? Christy says it is.
So then what do you do when you see a child who has a disability, like, presenting a behavior in public, right? It's funny, because that's what's happened to comedians. Like, they make it funny here, whether it's, like, real or you are promoting that hate. And, like...
I certainly don't want to promote hate. It's the laughing at, the confusion of what is or is not offensive because of the approach to the issue. This is all heavy stuff, and it requires a greater depth of understanding to muddle through. So I asked John, regardless of whether or not we're laughing, is it okay for Stephen Lynch to poke fun at a disability?
I think what this is more indicative of is, you know, a population that is experiencing words about them that are oppressive. It's not so much absolutely things like that will promote more attitudes, but he skirts the line. He's at a point, obviously, below lyrics such as Eminem or Black Eyed Peas, where more people would get offended. He's using words that are less offensive to poke fun of, which is no better than the other things. He's just using words that have less of an impact, and that's just indicative of the problem, the awareness that people have that these words, laughing at those sort of things has such a strong impact on others.
It's never okay to laugh at because it's oppressive to a community of people who are already vulnerable. That makes sense to me. But Stephen Lynch, he takes the issue to another level with his song Special Olympics. Yes, a comedic song about the Special Olympics and those who compete in the games. If special ed was offensive to my panel, I assumed this song would enrage them.
Watch them run, watch them fall, watch them try to catch a ball. Olympics, Special Olympics. Watch them laugh, watch them drool, watch them fall into the pool that's diving. The Special Olympics.
The panel seemed to be exhausted by the antics. Christy had this to say about the audible audience reaction in the clip.
People feel less bad. They're like, oh, well, haha, everybody knows it's wrong, mm-hmm. So it's okay to laugh, which makes it even worse again, right? Because you just feel less guilty about laughing.
At this point, it occurs to me that my panel is composed of people who have studied in the field of social work and have worked hands-on with individuals with disabilities. They've experienced the joy of making a connection with people in this community, and they've been exposed to and made aware of how individuals with disabilities are differently abled, but not less capable. On the whole, anything I play for them that has the capacity to offend will likely offend them. This is close to their hearts. So I turned back to Robert Hajar, the 31-year-old business-minded man who began his own charity, a man who was born with Down syndrome, and I remembered him saying this.
Men are born equal, but they are also born different.
So I think my panel's right. Robert doesn't deserve to hear the word retarded. And if Robert attended the Special Olympics, I wouldn't laugh at him. So I won't laugh at those who oppress individuals like Robert. Make a difference. Pay attention to what you hear and pay attention to what you say, because you just never know who's listening.
What do you think those doctors will say about me now?
I'm Amanda Grant. Thank you for listening.